You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harrell Fish Incorporated, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Always have to take a big breath.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. And today our guest is someone who hasn't been on in a long, long time. I feel like it's been over a year.
It has been about a year.
Yeah.
You weren't here last time.
I wasn't here last
talking
time.
About
that's
that.
Why. Yeah. See, Tom Saucier with Crawl Space Doctor.
Thanks for having me back on again.
Yeah, I love talking to you. I feel like I learned something new. I mean, how much is there to learn about your crawl space? But I feel like I always learn something new. It changes all the time.
Oh, it does. And I learn something new virtually every crawl space we go into. It's crazy. So.
Yeah. I mean, Tom is one of my favorite people because he takes me down under a house.
Nice.
I mean, have you ever had anybody say to you, so, come on, let's go under the house?
No, usually people want me to go and I say, no, thank you.
Well,
no
I can guarantee
no
you
spaces.
In Tom's crawl spaces,
well,
you could go in a white linen suit and come out just looking pristine.
Yes. Well, that's after.
Well, thanks.
That's the after part.
Right.
Yeah. They always let me go down before.
Exactly.
That's no fun.
You get it when it's fun.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get it. And then I call Tom and say, hey, can you fix this?
Exactly. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Crawl Space Doctor. You were just saying before we actually started, you've been doing this for 13 years now.
This is our 13th year.
Wow.
Yeah. So considering it was something I wasn't looking to do.
No, exactly. Right. It's worked out well.
It's been amazing. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to – I belong on the board of directors of the Basement Health Association, which is a national organization that has radon guys and waterproofers and crawl space people. And the strange thing is when you say that you've been in the business of waterproofing basements for 13 years, you're kind of like, oh, you're a new guy. You know, you just started.
Yeah.
Because they've been around for 50, 60, 70 years. But when they've been around for 13 years just exclusively working in crawl spaces and encapsulating and sealing up crawl spaces, you might as well be Henry Ford. I mean, you're one of the first ones to go out there and do it.
Innovator.
So it's been nice that when we actually started doing this 13 years ago here in Bloomington, Indiana, we really didn't know what we were doing. You know, everybody was just trying to figure it out. There weren't any products out there. It made exclusively for your line of work. You had to just use what was out there and go to the individual local lumber yards and kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are dozens of companies out there who just supply products exclusively for crawl spaces. And it's created this whole new business with hundreds and hundreds of companies throughout the nation that now do what we do. And now we all do it much better than we did it 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like that 13-year-old Mac, you know. Can you use it? Yeah. But do you want to?
Not really. That's awesome. Well, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, I can remember before I actually met you, I remember thinking, well, and I think probably when I bought my first house, the crawl space it had all these vents and all this air was going through. And it was always, like you said, you didn't want to go under there. It was musky.
Scary, yeah.
It was moldy. It was spider infested. It was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
That's not good?
No.
That's not good. And we used to, you know, if you were in that business of working a crawl space, you were trying to convince people that it was fine.
Exactly.
that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Keep waiting. It'll be better later.
No, so. It'll air out.
Yeah. And you hope you sold the home, you know, during a time where there was no humidity.
Exactly. During a dry spell would be good.
And I'm sure there were some houses that pretty much had pools in there.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because of the humidity. And I know that when the first house that we had bought was, I had pipes freezing down there.
Sure.
Because it wasn't climate controlled at all.
And not
everything
insulated
froze. And yeah, it wasn't insulated at all.
And we always guarantee people that they won't have freezing pipes. If we seal it up and we do what we do. And I still remember, it's been 13 years, we've had one frozen pipe episode. Unfortunately, it was just a couple miles from my house. And the guy called me, and he was furious. He said, you promised that I wouldn't have frozen pipes.
Oh.
So I go running over there, and I go inside the crawl space, and it's just as nice as inside his house. And it's warm, and I said, I don't understand. There's no way. So I follow the water line all the way to the foundation. I grab a hole of the pipe as it enters into the house, and it's frozen. I mean, it is frozen. I go back outside, go to that same area outside, and a raccoon had dug a hole all the way down to the pipe and exposed it. And it was one of those days, it was like, you know, 0 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, his pipe froze, but it didn't freeze inside the crawl space. So he apologized, and we laughed a little bit. And
well,
yeah,
that's good customer service, by God.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was on a Sunday, too, if I remember mm-hmm. right. So.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about the process, mm-hmm. about what you do to guarantee no frozen pipes.
Right.
Well we kind of – the process of what we do is the old theory of allowing air to enter into your crawl space to eliminate humidity just didn't work. You're just drawing in hot, humid mm-hmm. air from outside mm-hmm. in the summertime into your crawl space. And it is just causing a tremendous humidity issue. And at the same time, in the wintertime, when the humidity level actually goes down a little bit, unless it's raining like today, mm-hmm. then it's actually good to have those vents open and allow it to get in that crawl space so it doesn't hurt anything humidity-wise. But then it makes your floors cold.
Right.
And then it makes your pipes freeze when it gets really cold. And it's amazing how many pipes that actually feed into the faucets in your bathroom mm-hmm. or your kitchen
right.
that run right in front of one of these vents.
Right.
And you're shocked when it freezes year after year after year, and you still mm-hmm. have those vents there. So as you seal this all up, not only are you controlling the humidity in the summertime, mm-hmm. but you're not allowing the crawl space itself to get cold.
Mm-hmm.
And because you allowed the crawl space to get cold, everybody said, well, that's no problem. We'll go ahead and put insulation, fiberglass insulation on your floor joists.
Right.
That'll isolate the cold crawl space mm-hmm. from up in your
house.
It'll
make it colder.
Mm-hmm. But you just... all your pipes are down there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know? It'll make them colder too.
Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about once you seal up the crawl space, you no longer need to isolate the upstairs from the crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have that fiberglass up there. Right. And the mice don't have a wonderful place to live. Mm-hmm. And it's just much healthier. So if you're going to put insulation in your crawl space, you want it on the sidewall like the rest of your house is.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And keep the crawl space warm. I was actually running a wire in my own crawl space yesterday. And it's kind of chilly outside, mm-hmm. so I kind of dressed up a little bit and got in the crawl space. And it didn't take long before I had to throw my coat off because it was just the same temperature yeah. in my crawl space mm-hmm. as it is up in the house. And it just makes you to realize just how mm-hmm. nice you can actually make a crawl space right. for mm-hmm. a crawl space. So. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, it seems like people think that I think it's going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of work to do this. And it's not really. Mm-mm.
Well, just sealing up the crawl space with the proper vapor barrier mm-hmm. is like the easy part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all the things that you potentially could have to do
right.
to get it to the point that we can do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and not every house needs that. Some mm-hmm. some homes, we just go in and put in a vapor barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you go in, as the real estate world mm-hmm. knows, mm-hmm. you're fixing floor joists. There's
right.
a foot of water. You have to put a drainage system. The door doesn't exist in the crawl space. And
right.
there's just all these other things and leveling off mounds of dirt mm-hmm. and things. So, no, the actual vapor barrier itself is not that difficult of a thing to mm-hmm. do. Well, there's a difficult level to it, but
right.
It's everything that needs to be done before you get right. to that point
that
usually adds to the cost if it needs to be done. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things you need to be proactive about things like that. So don't ignore and expect it, you know, now there's water in it, but it'll go away eventually. You can't ignore those things.
Well, I'm convinced that there isn't a guy out there that wants to open up his crawl space.
Oh, yeah,
door.
No. It's not a,
they just
not
don't
a
want
to
know.
To yeah, it's like, yeah, ignorance is bliss. Yeah,
exactly.
No, it's not.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Tom Saucier with Crawl Space Doctor.